And at 19 to 11 from Grand Racing New South Wales, Dave Carlson. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Sean. I got a strong cup of coffee. I tell you what, I've been up watching the dogs on Friday night, Saturday night. Last night, or this morning at 2 a.m., my great mate from Brisbane, Lee Diffie, became the first Australian to call the Indy 500 for a U.S. audience, and they showed it on Fox here. So I'm so proud of Diff. The Indy 500 was a beauty, won by a Frenchman, but I don't know if they've got any greyhound tracks in Indiana, but they should have.
Well, on the greyhound world, Frank Hurst has had a weekend to remember.
Oh, you bet he has, Sean. 24 hours after winning the Graham Hull Memorial Wagga Cup on Friday night and smashing the track record with Good Odds Buddy, he was at Wentworth Park on Saturday night to see Bob Payne champ Good Odds Harada set the night's fastest time. And Frank is on the line. Frank, good morning. You're a man who doesn't get too emotional or fussed, but I reckon you're riding a pretty good wave at the moment.
I think we're riding a Bombora, mate, at the moment, you know.
Amazing.
It's a very big wave with these dogs, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really stoked for you, Frank. Let's start with the Wagga Cup. You had Good Odds Megan in the five, and she jumped well, but no sooner had she led than a brother, Good Odds Buddy from seven, had moved up and taken the lead heading into the first turn. Did you expect Buddy to take over so soon?
I thought the way the race was going to pan out that, you know, she'd probably lead and he'd slot up behind her somewhere. But I was expecting him, you know, to make a run in the back straight. I didn't expect him to get her so quick. No.
Well, they clocked the sizzling 5:15 to the first mark, Frank, before the Son of Collision and Solar Pack careered away. The winning margin was 6.25 lengths, beat Andy Lord's dog, Andy and Jody's dog, Corborn Maddox. The time was a new track record of 29.93, and the first greyhound to break 30 seconds at Wagga, so that's some kind of motor.
Oh, mate, look, you know, he's got a big motor, but they both went good in the semis and that without having a look at the track, so there was a big chance they were going to improve in the final if with a bit of luck, and they had the luck because they went around virtually untouched. And I mean, he checked there a bit when he crossed her, but they were virtually untouched, and the track was in good order, and the record was there to be taken, mate, I think. But there's been some very good dogs gone around. There's a lot of Melbourne dogs have raced there and that, and apparently nothing's ever broke 30 even in a trial there. So that's been a huge effort.
Yeah, congratulations to you and Tracy Frank. I mean, look, he's run 29.55 at Wendy. That's the venue which you went back to on Saturday night. But in between, you and Tracy had to drive back to Londonderry. So I reckon that's around about a 10-hour round trip. So what time did you get home on Saturday morning, Frank?
3:00.
Gee, I tell you what, you would have had to do pups and the dogs not long after that.
Yeah, and then had to go out to Chris Nuts and pick up some dogs we had out there were breaking. Yeah, so... And then Wendy on Saturday night, mate. So we never virtually stopped for too long. No.
Gee whiz. So you've gone Londonderry to Wagga, but Wagga back to Londonderry, then down to the Oaks to Nutty's place, back to Londonderry, and back to Wentworth Park. Well, I'll tell you, Frank, on Saturday night, you took yet another member of the Collision Solar Pack litter to Wentworth Park. Good Odds Harada made your weekend even bigger. It must be lucky seven for you, jumping from box seven in a free-for-all, won by 8 lengths, set the time standard for the night in 29.76. And, you know, speaking from a personal level, like I'm sure you agree, I couldn't believe that they bet over $4, Frank.
No, well, you know, it was virtually the same field he met the week before on the bog track, and he led him up on the bog track and just got caught on the line. And the track weren't as bad this week, but it still wasn't good. So, you know, it's been a good effort for him to run the 29.7 again. Yeah.
Yeah, it was almost a carbon copy of his win in the Group 3 Bob Payne Sprint Final back on May 11. He wore the black rug on that occasion and once again produced that super strong second section.
Yeah, him and his brother, you know, their second section is probably their best section.
Frank, Good Odds Harada, Good Odds Megan. They're both in the New South Wales squad for Thursday week's State of Origin series at Albion Park, and but there are also other age-restricted classics coming up soon. So, and that also includes Good Odds Buddy.
Yeah, mate. There's the Flying Amy at Brisbane.
Yep.
That I think that's an age race. Anyway, we're going up. Three of them will be going up for that.
Okay.
And then we come back for the Wendy in a few weeks' time for the Peter Moisman and the Vic Peters. They're an age classic, which they'll all be in, you know, providing they're all fit and well.
All I can say is, Frank, keep the ball rolling. May the wave, may the bombora, as you say, keep on pumping. And I'm just really over the moon for you. Congratulations. The lid is just absolutely firing. Good Odds Buddy in the Wagga Cup. Good Odds Arada at Wentworth Park. And Frank Hurst, as always, thanks for your time on Going Greyhounds this morning.
Good on you, Dave. Thanks, mate.
Thanks very much. Yeah, indeed, Frank. Frank Hurst, a weekend to remember, Sean.
Yeah, now the Richmond Riches, tell us about the final.
Oh, it was another massive final, Sean, and it was a case of brothers in arms again. As the aforementioned Good Odds Dogs, the brother, Feral Frankie, thrashed his opposition in the $40,000 to the winner Richmond Riches final. Trained by Ray Smith at Forbes, the odds-on favourite, turned the decider into an absolute clinic, saluting by 7.5 lengths in 30 and 31, with Knighthood second and Fernando Porsche in third. Now, Frankie, look, the dog, as we know, can take a stride or two before beginning to burn, but on Friday night, he jumped beautifully. I thought, boy, he's got out of the three box well. And look, if he wasn't the best graded dog in the race already, well, after the way he jumped on Friday night, he was unbeatable. So congratulations again to Ray Smith and owner Lyndall McIntyre. Success at the highest level surely awaits Feral Frankie. Now, congratulations are also in order to trainers Warren and Sonia Kempshall on the win of Modified Trunk in the Beef Week Cup final at Casino on Friday afternoon. The margin was 3 lengths, the time 27 and 46. While last night at Dubbo, Charmaine Roberts and her partner Shane Stiff were the shining stars when black top winner Caitlin Keeping took out the Dubbo Gold Cup. She flew out of box 5, led all the way in 29 and 56, scored by 8.25 lengths from Double Up D and Irinka Lizzie. And the Quinella was a cut and paste of February's Bathurst Cup Quinella. New South Wales Chasers unfortunately had no luck at Sandown in Melbourne in the big races on Friday night, Sean, although Jason McKay left with a winner, Aston Duke, in a heat of the Ron Nestor Memorial in 29 and 48. Rajasthan for Robbie Camilleri and Deb Coleman won the Sandown Cup from a gallant Ella Enchanted. The favourite Tornado Tears copped an early check to continue his box 6 hoodoo, while Orson Allen won the Harrison Dawson and Neo Clio the Sapphire Crown. And Sean, I've got to give Western Australian trainer Chrissy Hulse a huge rap. On Saturday night at Cannington, he trained 7 of the 12 winners, including the WA Derby winner Premium Share.
Good effort. And now the Gold Muscle Auction at Richmond, how far away?
It's coming up in a matter of weeks. The auction Sunday, June 23 at Richmond Racetrack. Sean, the latest litter profiles and updates information is now on their website, goldmuzzleauctions.com.au.
All right. And Goulburn Club, they've made entry free.
Yeah, good news, Cos. Goulburn announcing free entry for trainers from June the 1st. Now, trainers don't pay entry at Wentworth Park, Richmond, Nowra and Dapto, and now it'll be Goulburn's turn, and that's the way it should be. So well done, Goulburn. And incidentally, nominations for their Thursday meeting have been extended for about another 10 minutes until 11, along with noms for Weddy Park this Wednesday, Maitland Thursday and Dubbo Friday.
All right, now you got a winner for us?
Hopefully, Sean. Yeah, 3 New South Wales meetings today. Bathurst is the first from 3:17 this afternoon. The best bets in race 4, number 1, Tour of Duty. Race 4, number 1. Best value, race 6, number 8, Minnesota Miss. Race 6, number 8. Nowra kicks off at 5:40 this evening. The best bet there, race 7, number 2, Fantastic Winnie. Race 7, number 2. The best value, race 3, number 2, Bokarm Nikki. Tonight's other meeting is at Grafton from 10 past 6. Best bet, race 9, number 1, Old Dominion. Race 9, number 1. Best value there, Sean. Race 3, number 4, Black Magazine.
Good on you, Dave. We'll have a yarn with you tomorrow.
I look forward to it, Cos.
Thanks, Dave. Dave Carlson, Greyhound Racing New South Wales, and it's 10 to 11 Sky Sports Radio.